Spread the news. People trust each other more than they trust messages from companies. The internet has made word-of-mouth influence global. Communication between consumers will increasingly be person-to-person. Advertisers need to change how they talk to consumers as online and offline data mix together. The four dimensions. Today's consumers can be understood through four key dimensions. 1. The consumer is a postmodern nomad. Consumers behave similarly both online and offline, yet marketers often treat these behaviors differently. The internet has blurred physical boundaries, allowing consumers to explore both the physical and digital worlds. For example, many restaurants now attract customers from far beyond their local areas. While this expanded access has weakened brand loyalty, it has also given consumers more options to choose from. 2. The consumer uses impact. With the rise of social media, everyone has a platform, making buyer power stronger than ever. Every individual is connected, and the need for self-expression is increasing. Online content, whether positive or negative, can have a lasting impact. For example, when a video of rats in a Manhattan, Kentucky fried chicken went viral on YouTube, the fast food chain stock value plummeted by 20% in just days. 3. The consumer shows emotions. Emotional connections heavily influence consumer decisions. Certain brands, like Harley-Davidson, Apple, and Guinness, are particularly adept at triggering emotions and memories in consumers' brains compared to others, for example, Microsoft. The internet serves as a platform for people to connect with others who share their interests and values, reinforcing emotional ties through validation and support. 4. The consumer is a part-time marketer. Social networking sites enable individuals to build their brands. As consumers become more engaged in marketing themselves, they also become more discerning about corporate marketing tactics. Blind acceptance of top-down advertising is fading, with transparency and authenticity becoming increasingly important for businesses to maintain consumer trust and engagement. Consumer change. Consumers have changed a lot because of the internet, but many advertisers haven't kept up. They still use old methods that don't work well with today's technology and how people use media. For example, 30-second TV ads are not as effective as they used to be because people are more aware and have more options. To be successful, your advertising should involve consumers. Apple is a good example of this. They ask users for feedback and ideas, which they use to make their products better. This helps build a stronger connection between the brand and the customer. When Apple launched the iPhone, they listened to what people were saying online and quickly fixed issues like battery life and camera quality with software updates. What's the plan? Advertising and marketing professionals are evolving into conversation managers, skilled at listening to and engaging with consumers. While some believe that only consumer-focused businesses benefit from this approach, every brand, regardless of its target market, is subject to public discussions. People of all ages and income levels enjoy sharing their product experiences, particularly positive ones. For a conversation manager, the brand is the focal point. Establishing an emotional bond between consumers and the brand is crucial, as people are more inclined to pay a premium for brands they know and love. The stronger the connection buyers feel with a brand, the more successful it will be. Unlike traditional advertisers who aim for broad reach, conversation managers use advertising to spark conversations both online and offline. For example, when Universal Studios announced new Harry Potter attractions, Cindy Gordon, the company's vice president of new media marketing, informed 7 key Harry Potter enthusiasts. These avid fans, who are influential in the Potter fan community, shared the news on various platforms. This sparked widespread interest, with over 250 million people learning about the new attractions within 2 weeks. Conversation managers actively engage with customers, facilitating brand discussions and interacting with their audience. Empower loyal customers. At sports games, you'll spot fans wearing their team's colors and logo. Sports fans often feel so connected to their team's brand that they use the word "we" when talking about the team's performance, even though they're not playing. This strong connection to the brand shows a level of loyalty that lasts even through tough times. Being a fan of a brand is fun, but it doesn't always mean people will stick with that brand forever. Consumers can be unpredictable. If a product doesn't give them the emotional connection they want, they'll switch to a different brand. To build a strong relationship between your brand and your customers, having a great product isn't enough. You need to create an experience that connects with your customers. When people talk positively about your brand, online and offline, it boosts how others see your brand. Advertising is a way to get people to notice your brand, but the real goal is to get them to respond to your message. Once you've reached your target audience, you want them to interact with your brand in a way that makes them want to tell others about it. The best messages make people want to share their own content supporting the brand. For example, when a customer writes a positive blog post about your brand or makes a YouTube video about your product, it brings more people to your brand. Activate your brand successfully. Effective activation is all about focusing on your brand, not just the campaign. If people talk about your campaign but don't connect it to your brand, you've failed. To succeed, you need the right people talking about your brand for the right reasons. These are the people who have the most influence in your sector. For example, early adopters are the best influencers for technology products. The goal is to enter into conversations to share a positive brand experience. For instance, Harry Potter fans share their love of the series with others. On the other hand, students who encouraged others to watch Temptation Island just to make fun of it didn't help the show in the long term. Messages that get the strongest positive response have certain sticky criteria. They communicate a simple, surprising idea that grabs the consumer's attention. They are easy to understand without needing further explanation. They have credibility, either from thorough research or a trusted spokesperson. And they connect emotionally with their target audience. You can achieve this by telling relatable stories. Conversational mastery. Consumers freely express their opinions about brands, both online and offline. They expect brands to take their feedback seriously and appreciate when companies respond. They actively engage in conversations initiated by brands and start their discussions. To manage conversations effectively, follow these three steps. First, observe conversations around you to learn from them. Pay attention to online discussions to understand the user experience. For example, Kraft learned that customers struggled with calculating the calorie per portion ratio for their foods. This led to the development of the 100 calorie pack, resulting in a 27% growth in the first quarter of 2005. Second, facilitate conversations by creating communities and forums where consumers can openly discuss their experiences with your brand. Third, participate in these discussions genuinely and transparently. Consumers can easily detect and reject marketing language. Be conversational, ask questions, listen carefully, follow up, and express your emotions. Manage conversations 101. Shift your marketing focus by adopting five key strategies to move away from traditional advertising and become a master at managing conversations. 1. Develop a structure to acquire continuous market insights. Use technology to monitor conversations and gather insights. For example, a brewing company discovered that people used its product to grill beer chicken by monitoring sites like Flickr. This knowledge helps shape its marketing strategy. 2. Product management is dead. Long live experience management. Providing a quality product or service is essential, but creating a unique, emotionally resonant experience is key to engaging users and sparking positive word of mouth. 3. Give something back. Brands that show social responsibility are favored by consumers. Creatively offering occasional freebies makes customers feel appreciated and fosters positive associations. 4. Don't position brands, position people. Consumers use brands to show who they are. For example, if someone wears a Harley-Davidson t-shirt or drives a BMW, they're trying to show their aspirational self-image. Make it easy for your target audience to do this kind of positioning. 5. Together we are strong. Co-creation creates a bond between the brand and the customer. Lego relies on its 2.5 million users to suggest ideas for new products. When Lego uses a customer's idea, that person gets royalties. Conversation managers make sure that every part of their marketing plans is about starting and managing conversations. They create a mix of media that will get people talking online and offline. Some brands should stick with traditional mass media, while others should mix old and new media. Any media plan must be able to change if consumers or the market changes. Keep 20% of your budget free. Look for chances to use your products to make your customers' lives better. For example, when it got really hot in Romania in 2008, Lipton put up hundreds of misting machines in public places to spray cool water on people enjoying its iced tea. Key points. 1. People trust each other more than companies. Word-of-mouth influence is global due to the internet. 2. Understanding consumers through four dimensions helps tailor marketing strategies. 3. Consumers are postmodern nomads, exploring both physical and digital worlds. 4. Consumers wield significant buyer power, especially with the rise of social media. 5. Emotional connections heavily impact consumer decisions. 6. Consumers are part-time marketers, building personal brands on social media. 7. Effective advertising involves sparking conversations and engaging consumers both online and offline.